Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Great song there, the music of Mabongi Mabaso, and of course, Dzunisa, the name of the song. We trust the Father's doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Or send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, let's hear what you say. The WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And Mlungisi says, greetings, great servant of God. The enemy of the soul is pride and jealousy as well. Pride and jealousy as well.
Sanbonani, Babu Rey, Nikamalung Filwe to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nova Bankosiam, Hosilinai. Siyabonga siyakhulu siyalungisiswa siyabonga enemies of the soul uthi uNkulunkulu singatholakala enkundleni yababi nasenkundleni yabaxolodayo.
I hear you Dorothy, I hear you. We must not be found in the council of the murmuring, eh? That's what she's saying there. Hey, that's what she's saying. All right, and let's see. Where's another one? Okay, there it is. And Rita says, love that song when Louise walks onto the stage and sings along. Thought you may have it on pulpit playlist. I wish I had it to play. Adonijah. The Lord is Jah. All right. Rita, you can always get that on YouTube. Is it YouTube? Yeah, I think it's YouTube. You can always get that. You can always get that on the internet. Google, you can always get that track. You know, you can always get that. All right. 012-333-8699. Dorothy, what do you say?
Sanbonani Babu Rey, no baba. O babu Paulos, lona elapho. Nkosi yam siyabonga, siyakhula. Masiloku silalela le nhlelo, kusinsikhathi noma singaphawuli, kodwa sisuke silalele. Enemies of the soul. Uthi uNkulunkulu mani lalela nokulalela niyadla, nizawukudla okuhle khona ezweni. Ngona ukulalela siyamlalela kodwa asimlaleli kahle ngoba uyakhuluma uNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi. Sengathanga sisiza silalele. Ngoba nje uhlala khuluma nezwi lakhe lingaweli emadwaleni nasemeveni lapho liyominyaniswa iminako yomhlaba nomnako omhlaba nayo i-enemy of the soul. Ngoba usabheka ngakuNkulunkulu ubheke lezi zinto lezi. Enuthi uNkulunkulu sifuna kwaphezulu lapho ukuphila kwethu kufihliwe khona kanye noKristu Jesu kuNkulunkulu. So uNkulunkulu akasize kulolu hambo singaphelele endleleni. Kuze kuthiwe Nkosi yami kuyafana kanti akufani ivangeli leli salamukela liyamandla. Yingakho izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi amandla wesiphambano angubula kulabo ababhubhayo. Kodwa kithini sisindiswayo ngoba indaba yokusindiswa into ya everyday ngekuthi sowufikile. So uNkulunkulu asize singadlali ngalamandla wesiphambano sasindiswa ngawo sesifumaniswe umusa ongaka. Siyabonga ngegama elihle igama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Amen.
Amen kakhulu. Sibonge lapho sis Dorothy. Much blessings to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. TK says, good evening. Good evening to you, TK. Good evening. And, of course, we are talking about the enemies of the soul, what these are even all about. I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulos. Ngiyathanda mabathi Paulos. Sipho Paulos. And the enemies of the soul. Check Psalm 109, verse 20. Let this be. Let this be. That Yahuwah Elohim rewards, let this be a reward to my accusers and to those who speak evil against my person.
Enemies of the soul is those people who speak evil against your character. Be careful about those people. They speak evil against your character. People who speak evil against your character. Even relatives. Whenever they are seated together, they speak evil against a character of a particular person. Maybe there's something bad they've done, but they are not helping the situation. They continue to speak evil about that person. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. Another enemy of the soul is also in Psalm 118, verse 13. Let's take a call first. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Pastor. It's me again, Yonita.
Welcome. Welcome, Yonita.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you something that is actually so wonderful, amazing to me, and that is that just after I started, I basically, you could say, confessed to you and to God my sin, and now I feel so much happier.
The Father so be praised. Hallelujah.
So it revealed to me that these spirits, what you are talking about, they want to choke the joy of the Lord out of us. So that we don't want to glorify God and praise Him for what He does for us and who He is, and just focus on things, you know, just like Satan did with Adam and Eve, or with Eve, you know, make her think, oh, you know, God doesn't love you. Look how badly He treats you, you know, making us not focus on God's goodness, but rather on what we think we should be getting or having, and somehow God is at fault, you know? Or He has some other motives that He's not a good God of love and all those things. So I just want to praise God for this program, for your program here on Radio Pulpit, and really, it's amazing. I don't like easily the word awesome, but it's awesome what the Spirit of God is doing this afternoon. It's like, to me, it's like a torch shining into a dark room.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Hallelujah.
And all the things, all the rats and all the vermin, they just have to come out.
Hey.
They can't hide anymore.
They can't hide anymore. They can't. They can't.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Juanita. Blessings.
Thank you, Pastor. Keep well.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Hello there. Hi.
Oh, Brother Ray. It's me again, Brother Ray.
Yes. Budwami.
Yeah. Enemies of the soul, my brother.
Uh-huh.
Just believe me, because I'm a holiday now. It's born in my name. Enzo, I'm a tuning, Brother Ray. Utolabazali. Ubaba no mama, they are corner the Bantuana Baki. They are trailer is in France. No mama, you complain with Ilona. So, Gene, Gunyaupe. Kepa Siamta, Lunkulunkulu, or a solve a low problem. Bany Labantu is doing name, Brother Ray. Gomanje, Imalaiko Gash, they accept Senza. Senza Amatuna, my ATM say to Brother Ray. As we are to Jesus Christ, we will be in those two.
Sure.
Can't let me see, but our body is to serve God. If we choose to sin with our bodies, the choice is ours, brother. Jesus Christ, today we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Our bodies must become instruments of righteousness, brother.
Yes.
Manje, a son of Linda, and to tell you, Enconzo in Lapo, who is that I mean, I'm finding about Mamma's fundus. I'm so honest about Babum Kulubain. I was talking there. Oh, who is going to get on fun, That's all I love.
Mm,
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother.
Thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right then. All right then. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. We are talking about the enemies of the soul. The time has just gone 11 minutes and a half over the hour six. And we are way into the second hour, the last hour of the show. And send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. That's 0826572729. And drop us a voice note also there. Siguzogututini. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Hello there, hi.
Okay, Baruti Baka.
Kuku.
Ah, kuku, my son, Baruti Baka, come, Paul, my first son, Paulus.
Baruti Melanchono.
Lika, Baruti Baka.
Iting, Nkunu Baka, Uka, Wena, Jesu, Kim Ren.
Ay, Jesu, Kim Ren, Am Ren, Wa, Abu, Shau, Sanja, Abu, Shalidia, Nong. Izolo mfundisi wami ubhuti wami asangifowunela ngikhulele kamalume wami kamakuwa uyangifowunela uyangitshela nokuthi lesikhathi kuqaleni kwelotho vele waye emathuneni afuna ilotho semzalwane manje uthi kimi uthi mntwana ka-anti phela ngabathuka mara azange ngicabange nokuthi ngizaphupha kabi or ngizavelela mabhati uthi ngifika kahle lapha emathuneni ngila kungcwathi umama wami nabo ubaba wakhe nabo bomalume bami konke lapha uthi ngiphethe isnake lapho uthi before nesnake nisuvula ngiye ngithukuthele lapha ngathi khona manje nihlalele ngokuthi nifuna imbuzi 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 and mina ilotho nayo belungu nayo basizamile ngelotho aninginikezi nelotho uthi ngigcine ngithi akhi shut up nikhuluma nonsense man. Hlalani lapho emathuneni nibolele khona uthi ngalahla nesnake uthi ngahamba vele uthi manje le nto iyafika kimi ngoba njengoba manje sengifunde ibhayibheli nokuthi sengimukele ujesu nokuthi siphikelele sibatshele ama-families wethu nokuthi ngempela amadlozi balele unkulunkulu uthathile lo moya wawumukela unkulunkulu makabona nokuthi le nyama lakho flesh liyasinda uyabona masugula kakhulu uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi lo mphefumulo wakuboleke wona ngegosi athwala le yenyama uyawumukela lo mphefumulo wakho awukubolekile uyostorisha ntano the day go tloga bakho ke mo go lwene go tloga uye ka tsulung sa kahlolo uye go ga tsebo ya ga satan go bane nama ya rena ka nnete go lo thatsa ke nagana gore ke tshalete mane imali uyabona imali iyo le izengesono yokuthi sibe nomona omunye makaphumelela simdlela umona lo yamakahlala kahle bamdlela umona ey angazi nokuthi singathini mara ngibonga ngoba iradio pulpit ayithulanga vele muthi mo re hlona faithi ka radio pulpit go re thaitse tshotshotlhe bazalwane nyanibulisa ngicela nokuthi amathuna ayasinda ngama plate ayasinda ngamabhodlela ama-constrict ayasinda konke uthola ney-late ayasinda amathuna mina abami bantwana ngibatshela nokuthi angifuni nokuthi ithuna lami lisinde sengifile ngifile vele amathambo basayobeka amakotikoti namaplate konke notshwala ayimen bazalwane bami qhubekalani phambili ngithi ivangeli ningathuli ihloni
manenami
ngugogo nhlanje nyasho ne-last week bengibathi ngisatshela omunye ngithi amathuna ayasinda lapha ephumulane i-Davidton asinda kakhulu uma uthi uyafika vele uthola kune-plate kunani lo muntu nimngcwabe last month so ukhala ngani but hhayi bathi uyagodola kuzofana ukuthi uhlabe imbuzi
absolutely banokukhuluma izinto vele ezinye uze nawukuthi hawala
hayi jona gadiroselo wabona gadiroselo ka nnete a re amogeleng morena jesu ngoba la mathuna ubaba wami wathengisa inkomo mina ubaba wami beyanyanga wathengisa inkomo mara I don't think nokuthi uma ngathi ufuna inkomo ngizayingizathi ngiyothenga inkomo ngitshela umntwana kasisi wami ngathi uhlupha wena le mbuzi uyithengile uzaye uyiwane emathuneni mina ubaba wami azanga ulele uthulile lapha emathuneni umele ujesu ixolongo malikhala sivuke sonke bavuke bonke emathuneni ayikhona wabona taba yago ya ntshenye sebe sa sammele sona ai
ke sebisa tshwanetse ke sebisa jwala ke sebisa sa go ratana ei ntlela mane dikotse mane a se tsene se tsa khuleka lokuthi uSathane ke a siyekele kancane ngwa ba makubu ya phinyuka ye kujoleni utani uzokuthola ngemali makubu ya phinyuka emalini uzokuthola ngotshwala. Haleluya bafundisi bami ngithi phambili ngevangeli.
Haleluya kukuri aleboha tle.
Eh ai ra leboga nka re ngwa go tla ba gabotse vele nka re re tla kopana re le radio pulpitu a bona. Ka di khame re le makuku vele.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ai re tla kopana ka nete bo muti mari di re le khentsi ya go re kopane ke khone bona muruti Paulosi. Yena no a tse bo rano tsenya lefe ge bo ro bere ka night chief a kopele.
Yeah.
A tsaka bolela mararo wa ba jo ro dirang. O tlo go khuluma manga a titreni thukile ma taxi a phukile manga a zaphela nga tsina ngikhuluma iqiniso.
Yeah man. Yeah man.
Yena ba utuma ma kube siya hlangana ti radio pulpit u tsene straight mfundisi wa Paulos o ri hawa ro kopana ku kwa nyaka kamo.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Kukuria leboha.
Amen.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Songs of Life.
All right, we're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Thank you, Nkosi.
Baba, aw, Nkosi yami.
Ba.
Ninjani?
Hey, man, sikhona kunjani bafithi?
Hola. Hola, hola. Hola, hola. Uthini bra wami? Uthini? Uthini awuthiyami?
Eh, ngakhini, mamene. Sibo Paulo siyakumbulisa.
Sibo.
Siyabonga. Hola, hola bra wami. Hey, singakhinda futhi.
Ukraine man.
Ivani. Yankrendi man. Great. Yang momele nje sicha. Esingusathani. Hey.
Mesh. Uyabona isitha lesi fanele singasidlalisi dabongsi.
Yebo.
Ya
hayi ngomeli nje putrini nesitha.
Esh.
Ya.
Ya man, ey fan, yes.
Ya, sinede uNkulunkulu nje ayikho ayikho.
Eh. Khale lesiqine baba.
Ah, no, sizawuchini kariwa. Fanele sibambelele nje. Sibabekile abantu.
Sibabekile abantu.
Nawe nosipho. Hey mama mina ezu khala ngaphakathi
angakuzwa dabonga
uzolunga uzolunga bra wami
yeah
uzolunga
epho ngiyabonga
kahle hola bracket hola bracket lam hola 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 boza lam
ngibangele ngishinda isitulini ngibangele
acho yazini sisonke mina nawe na kanjani awutham
yabo
shap 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 shap
ya yeah.
Wala 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 wala
Right, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We're still taking your calls and given workers. It says, this is a serious issue. That's a WhatsApp. An enemy of the soul is detrimental to me and to those I interact with. One pastor, I attended his church today. He indeed is the enemy of the soul of many of his followers and to himself as well. Hey, ganjani given. Ganjani slobo sami. Peter Kosh says, hi, the enemy of the soul is the serpent that lives below but desires to rule the mind above. As Paul says, the flesh wars against the spirit continually. If we as men can't subdue the flesh and thus allow the serpent to rise like the Tower of Babel and control their minds, then all other sins will manifest. The flesh is programmed for death. The spirit mind breaths, hearing vision is programmed for eternal life. Come out of her, the flesh, my people. Peter Kosh there. TK says, okay. Mapofu says, good evening, pastors. Fear is the enemy of the soul because fear is the enemy of faith. Thank you for the powerful discussion. Bless you. Christine Pinar, let's hear.
Hello, Pastor Rai. Such a good question. The enemy of my soul is unthankfulness and doubt. And Isaiah 61, verse 3, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And yeah, that spirit that comes in, I think, is because of unthankfulness and doubt. Thank you for your good, excellent program, Pastor Rai.
Wow, thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, Christine. Thank you very much. Let's listen also to Peter Kosh.
The way that men can win this war against the flesh is quite simple. All we have to do is follow the understanding that is presented in the Old Testament, in the account of Exodus. It's not visible for most people. It's visible with those with eyes to see and ears to hear. But in Exodus verse 19, verse 15, it says, for 2 days, prepare against the third day. The menorah shows us that the third day is the Sabbath. So when, not only the menorah, Hosea 6.2 shows you that as well. If you understand that a day with Yahweh is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. Because it says, after 2 days, he will restore us, that in the third day we might live in his presence. That's talking about the 2,000 years, or two millennial days, after Yeshua dies on the cross and then returns again. So those 2,000 years are known as the light of the Gentiles. It comes from comes from the death and resurrection of Yeshua. So that quickening on Thursday and Friday of the millenniums enables us as his people, preferably his bride, but not everyone will be the bride, most will be guests at the wedding, to experience life in the Sabbath millennium. So the Sabbath day is prophetic of the Sabbath millennium. In the Sabbath millennium, men and women who are covered by the blood of the Lamb, thus are his priestly kings, will no longer be given in marriage. So, obviously, sexual interaction will no longer take place because they won't be having children in the old way from the 6 days of work. They will be responsible for all the children that come into the final millennium having not had their turn to choose a light in the 6 days of work. Either they were aborted or they didn't reach the age of accountability, or their minds were compromised through mental illness or whatever. But those essentially, those facts prove that the Sabbath millennium is a clean environment. Sexual interaction makes a man, well, not just sexual interaction, any emission of seed makes a man unclean. And when he does that on the Sabbath, in other words, from Friday night to Saturday night, he's profaning the Sabbath. Because as we can see from Exodus 19, verse 15, the Father above wants us to hear his voice. And when we are clean before him on the Sabbath, he knows beforehand if we'll be clean on the Sabbath. We will hear his voice before the Sabbath. So it's a very interesting thing that I believe is the teaching of Elijah that will come before the great day of Yeshua to restore the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Why? Simple. It enables men to retrieve headship of their home. When men are unable to control themselves, they cannot be heads of their homes. Jezebel will enter the marriage and destroy the marriage. So that sexual addiction by men is responsible for the presence of Jezebel. Whether it's with a wife or running off with other women, it starts with the wife usually, because the wife will realize that the man is addicted and try to control him. And then Jezebel will enter, the man will get dissatisfied, he'll look for another woman, and Jezebel will have won. So, Sabbath being the fourth commandment is very important. The reason it's the fourth commandment, after the most important commandments of loving the Most High more than ourselves, is because four in Hebrew means, you pronounce it dalet, it's the D sound in Hebrew. It's the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, just like in the English alphabet, but it's not the same. They don't have numbers. D is number four, and it means a door. A door that opens to let in the light. Just as Yeshua dies on the fourth day to let in the light, and in the fourth millennium to let in the light, and the sun and moon and stars come out on the fourth day of creation week to let in the light. The fourth commandment is about enlightenment, letting in the light. It's more important than the commandments associated with stealing and not murdering and all that, because it is the solution for the others. If you understand the light, you will not do the other things, the murdering and the thieving and stuff. My brothers and sisters, take heed.
Okay, that's how it goes. Thank you so much, Peter Kosh, there. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. May Yahuwah bless you abundantly. Given it says, people go to church thirsty of good news from the Bible, turning the service into a circus. Irrelevant preaching from the verse one read kills the moral. Evan. Yo. Okay.
It's quite sad. You get those things being said. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
There's a song by Ronnie.
The Patu Seto. It's a beautiful one. Befitting this occasion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Great song indeed. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say on this matter. We are touching on the very aspect and issue here, which is of the enemies of the soul or the soul's enemies. What are some of these things that you can rule and say, even in my life, I can see these things. The aim of the show is supposed to show you that. That there are things which stand as the enemy of the soul. And it's important that we look into this. I trust the Father is doing you good. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. Sipo. You know, one of the most amazing things is the thing that Given Moketz has written here. Uti, people go to church thirsty of good news from the Bible, turning the service into a circus. When they arrive there, the service is turned into a circus.
Yeah.
Sure. Irrelevant preachings from the verse one read, this just kills the morale. And we spoke earlier on, the enemies of the soul is when the word of the Father is perverted. And basically, people do not even know how to call on the name of the Father, the Creator. So paralyzed that when that happens, they just move with the flow. So sad.
Indeed.
Now, in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 20, so shall evil be repaid for good, for they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. Enemies of the soul, they want you dead. They may laugh with you, but they want you dead.
Yeah.
They want you eradicated. Peter Kosh. He knows this. He understands this very well. They want to get rid of you. These are spirits that are geared to eliminating you. We can never take them for granted and turn services into circuses. Masingadlal. Sipo.
That's true and so sad indeed at the same time. Because remember, we go to the church or into service so that we can worship the Lord, Him alone, on the righteous way, in other words, under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Remember, if I believe in, we should not quench the Spirit of God. We cannot worship God without having the Spirit of God. In other words, it is the Holy Spirit in us who will always take what is ours from Christ and give it unto us and minister thy truth in our spirit. So once we quench the Spirit of God, obviously our flesh will take over. And that's where we see all these circus. That's where we'll see all these manipulations of people's money. We'll also see pride, the bank. All those circus. If you analyze the people going there, they're worshippers. When you look at them,
bayizwe indlela agqoke ngayo unamehlo amauthi awabheka wazi ngendlela enyakaza ngayo amauthi ambheka. He is not even true to his or herself. In other words, it's a mockery before God. See, all those things, even this is born ngabe is supposed to be on the nightclubs on a call. We see them, the way in which they are being drunk in the sinful nature. It's so sad. May God help us and deliver us from this darkness circus that we normally see in our services. Kubhlungu mfundisi, when you see umoya engcwele emibude phakathi kwebandla, but ibandla likwazi ukuqhubeka engekho. Remember, we cannot do anything if umoya engcwele phakathi. We need God's spirit to propel us in the direction of which we should do the perfect will. That is why Bibleity, we should consider not to quench the spirit of God within us.
It said, we see also, amongst other things, you know, in Ezekiel 13, verses 18, it says, and say, thus says Yehuah Elohim, yes, woe to the woman who sew magic charms on their sleeves and make veils for their for the heads of people of every height to hunt souls. The enemies of the souls, they are hunting your souls. And says, will you hunt the souls of my people and keep yourselves alive? I'm grateful that the Father is defending us.
Oh yes, mighty.
But those who wander off into those kinds of circuses that Given is talking about, there are people who are coming into your life to charm you. There are people who are coming into their ministries to charm. And before you know it, nisahlezi so lo muntu seka close nomfundisi seka ya prophesy.
Hey, Nkosi yami, sename sasazi
beba. Yeah, before you even wink, this person already is standing in front there. And he says he has a spoken word.
Yeah, from the Lord.
Yeah, from the Lord. You see, when you say from the Lord, it's then that I become suspicious. Because I know who the Lord is. And I know who Yahuwah is. I know who Yahusha is.
And his spirit dwelling.
Yes, and I know who the person referred to as the Lord is. And you see, they worm their ways into these, and the best one thing elamasutu gesipo. Bese yangibona sengishaya amane amasutu say, Ngilukotin.
Kandi, they are blinding us at the expense of our faith
by these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I don't see that there's a magic charm that is sown by those who are worming their ways next to me.
We need to be spiritually alert.
Yes, they are making veils for the heads of people of every height to hunt souls. We are being hunted down. Sipo, what comes to mind?
It is amazing, Fundi Sibuti. We need the spiritual alignment through the Holy Spirit whom He has dwelt in us so that we can be alert by Him. And remember, we need to listen to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Moengole Fundi, He knows exactly of God. That is why things are not of the God. Definitely will tell us and indicate us. That is why we need His Spirit, so that whenever He speaks to us and reveal those things in a spirit, we become obedient. Then see when you see believers not filled with the Spirit of God. And to Jesus, umuntu onganayo umoya wam akasiye no wam. That is why we need to be filled by the Spirit of God daily. It's the Holy Spirit that will always interpret the things as you are more into the. How can you go into the war not being equipped by the Spirit of God? For this long apandle, ngeke ibandla lidabule kwimoya yamadimoni uma lingenayo umoya engcwele. Remember, Bible ithi sihlole imimoya. Sinabantu mfundisi abanemimoya yokubhula emabandleni, but bavele ngokuthi nginogcobo. Any anointing, if ingekho in line with the perfect will, yes, it is the spirit of darkness. awukho umoya mfundo yasemuntu umoya yazi kunene kunomoya phakathi kuyakhuluma ukuthi lo yasista nalo yabrana bazoshada umoya ngcola ngeke mfundo ajamba abantu ayotshela abantu indaba zama it tells it speaks to you in other words ila khona sibona khona ukuthi umoya kaNkuluNkulu une order umoya kaNkuluNkulu mfundisi awuhamba utshela umuntu imfihlo zabanye abantu ezisidini kakhulu ezi private uma ngakutshelanga wena that is why in this funny circus churches that we see kuma corners mfundisi la khona abantu bafuna ama status nokuthi badume ku social media usubonile mfundisi nangendlela abantu abathandazwa ngayo uma bevela kuma Facebook bevela kuma social media it's a status figure ukuthi I can sing this song better than the other one I can preach and pray more powerful than the other. That's not the spirit of God. So we need the spirit of God that will teach us to pray to the Father through the Spirit. Then the Spirit will connect us to the Father. Hayi bantu mfundisi ukuthi uthandaze uzoshayela izandla hey uzothi nginama comments nginanga thousands yama likes asithandazeli ukuba nama likes sithandazela to have the connection with the Father.
It's important that we become those kinds of people. And Mapofu says the enemy of the soul is hypocrisy. Matthew 7 verses 1 to 6 teaches us not to point fingers at others, yet the other fingers are pointing back to us. Amen.
Yes, yeah.
Not to point fingers at others, yet the other fingers are pointing back to us. How do you describe hypocrisy from that context? I fail to understand. But hypocrisy is when you basically pretend as if you observe something that you are actually not observing.
Yeah.
That is hypocrisy. Ukuzenzisa.
Yeah, wenza ngathi uyenza
kanti. But if you are pointing to a wrong thing, that is not hypocrisy.
That's true.
Hypocrisy is when you actually are pretending to be observing a pattern of behavior.
Whereas you are not.
Whereas basically within your heart, you are not observing it.
Exactly.
That is hypocrisy. But if someone points and says this thing is wrong, obviously the other fingers are pointing at him. Does it mean that that person is a hypocrite? No.
That's true.
A hypocrite is someone who does not observe what they profess.
Yeah. Okay.
If someone, if someone says I'm a believer, but he does not observe the laws of his belief, that's hypocrisy.
That's true.
He's not pointing at anyone. He's pointing at himself. He's not pointing at anyone. When Yahusha Hamashiach, when he was saying this, he said to hypocrites, he says,
you
brood of vipers. He said, you claim to be this and that when you actually are not that.
Yes.
He doesn't say you pointed at people. No. You claim ukuthi niyangazi.
Where is aningazi?
That's hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's true.
Lying about yourself.
Even not giving the opportunity to enter into the kingdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The enemy of the soul is also misconception.
Exactly.
The enemy of the soul is also when people cringe with guilt or whatever when something has been pointed.
Yeah.
The enemy of the soul is pride.
Amen.
The enemy of the soul is when you lie about your faith. Lies. All forms of lies. The enemy of the soul, because that's the language of the devil anyway.
He is the father of it.
Absolutely. So umapofu magati, yes indeed. Others are pointing at others. Whereas they don't want, you see, when people are diverting, I agree with her when he says, people are diverting attention from bona. Ati kubhekwa abanye, whereas yena kukhona into ayenzayo lapha ebumnyameni.
Yeah.
That's hypocrisy. But also that is false accusation. Any form of falsehood.
is the enemy of the soul.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Let me read what Mapufu has sent us. It says, judge not, in chapter 7 of Matthew, from verse 1 to verse 6. It says, judge not that you not be judged. For with that judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast any pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. I'm very careful when I read that, because people who are actually pointing to the wrong do not actually read verse 5 clearly. Verse 5 says, first remove the plank in your own eye. It says, remove the plank in your... Now, many have removed the planks in their own eye. That's why they can see. That's why people like Peter Kosh can speak such truth, amazing truth. The planks have been removed.
Yeah.
So when the planks are removed, then you can remove it from your own brother. It says so, verse 5. First, that's remove true. The plank from your own eye. Then yeah. You will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Yeah.
Case closed. We really need, we really need to understand. It says do not judge. And we are not judging anyone. We are talking about enemies of the soul. We are not judging anyone. What are enemies of the soul? Hypocrisy is an enemy of the soul. When someone professes to be something that they are not. When someone says, I follow him, when actually they are following money. When someone says, I love him, when actually they love the benefits they get from him. That's hypocrisy. Sipo. Let me read this and then, yeah. It says in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 25, the conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion. The conspiracy of the prophets of Jezebel. Thank you, Peter Koch, for actually talking this. The conspiracy of her prophets is in her midst is like a roaring lion. They prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in their midst, which means they've killed men.
Exactly.
And made many widows. These are enemies of the soul. Look at how men are dying.
Yeah. That's for the lake of the truth.
Yeah, it's check the number. It's widows.
Mm.
Numerous widows. Men are gone. Sipo, finally.
It is amazing, Fundi Sibuti. Today's topic, I've learned more of the enemies of my soul. We need also to defend our soul, to protect our soul by running into the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the strong tower of which our soul could be saved.
Mm.
And last thing, James chapter 4, verse 4, Umbali uti, you alterers, don't you know that the friendship with the world is an enmity to God?
Mm.
In other words, the enemy of our soul is to love the world. Remember, we are not of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Mm.
In other words, we are not operating in the standard and the pattern of this world. That is why Islam Kulungkul Romans chapter 12, verse 1, little by little, we should not conform to the pattern of this world, but our mind should be renewed, knowing exactly the perfect will of God.
Mm.
So in other words, we need to be transformed with our mind, embracing the mind of Christ so that we can operate in the mind of the Spirit that always leads us into the things of the Spirit. And lastly, from this, Romans chapter 8, verse 7, because the mind of the flesh is hostile towards God, for it's not subject to the law of God, for not even can be, because it's a carnal mind, and that carnal mind is an enmity. In other words, we need not to walk using our carnal mind.
Mm.
Our carnal mind knows exactly the things of this world. We need to operate in a dimension of the Spirit of God, of which is being given unto us as a free deposit guarantee of what we inherit one day. He is the one who knows exactly of God in us. He's a comforter. He's a teacher who will always lead and guide us into all truth. So let us be filled with the Spirit of God, and let us not quench the Spirit of God within us.
I am happy that people are removing the speck from my eyes. I am happy. I won't say, hey, remove yours first. I am happy. I am happy that I'm able to identify the enemies of my soul.
Yeah.
I am happy about that. I am happy. I'm able to identify the enemies of the souls of my family.
Mm.
You know, the enemies of the souls of my brethren. I'm happy. I'm happy that there are people who are going to call in and send WhatsApps and speak directly into the issue, and that we find workable solutions, because we are all learning in the Father.
Yes, building the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. We are all learning in the Father, and by so doing, we are learning even far much more. Remember, once Yehusha said to Simon Peter, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. The word is saying we must be cautious. This is what the enemy wants to do, to sift us. He wants to destroy us. We must be careful. 1 Peter 5, verses 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we must be careful.
Yeah.
Micah 3, verses 3, who also eat the flesh of my people, flay their skins from them. They break their bones and chop them in pieces like meat for thought, like flesh in the cauldron. This has also happened in history. The devil still wants to do that, and he's still doing it. We must be careful. Sipo, next week, spiritual conflict.
Yes, sir.
Ngiyabonga baba, ngiyabonga.
Ndiyambulela uYesu tata, akusikelele nefamily yakho.
Ewe tata, nakuwe makube njalo ke kaloku.
Ndiyabulela nabaphulaphula emakhaya, inkosi ibe nabo.
Chutubase, chutubase.
Student,
siyafunda be.
Silindela ama distinction any 40.
Yeah. Makuphaseke madoda, siyawafuna ama degree.
The confidence more important, because nibo sithanda kakhulu balalele emakhaya. God bless you. Koko, we love you.
Hallelujah. Nathi siyanthanda ekhaya. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bona kuri muruti.
Danki but. Danki.
Danko.
Amen. Right, and thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. We really, 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 really appreciate. We really, really appreciate. Thank you, Mapofu. Let me read this quickly. Said Matthew 7:5 says, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll be able to clearly see to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Thank you, Brother Ray, for explaining verse 5. I misinterpreted this verse. Bless you. Mapofu, together we are learning. I learn from you, you learn from me, we learn from one another. This is how it goes.
I love you. Shalom.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.